And at the top of the news from around the world at this hour, the U.S. and Haitian governments are right now holding talks on the fate of 10 American missionaries accused of illegally trying to take children out of the quake-hit country. More than 3 weeks after the devastating quake, aid groups are still struggling to feed and shelter the survivors. The country representative for Haiti at Catholic Relief Services, Carol Zelenka, told Charles Collins what CRS is doing to help.
We are planning initially to have roughly shelter kits. That means tents, mattresses, or tarpaulins and blankets for roughly 180,000 people, starting with the Pétionville Golf Club, where there is roughly 50,000 people, but the population swells to almost 80,000 a night. Because they come for safety and you know, comfort on that camp.
What is the United States government doing, and can it do more?
Only thanks to the U.S. Marines, we were able to work in the golf club in Pétionville. Why? Because, you know, with the population of roughly 50,000 people, it was unsafe. Let's put it that way. It was, you know, unpredictable, unsafe, and the distributions could not have taken place without the Marines providing the security. If the U.S. government could do more, well, you know, you can always do more. But in this situation, I don't think it's so much a question of money or tangible resources. It's more a question of organization, you know, logistics, and it's very limited there. It's just the nature of the country. Remember that before the earthquake, there was hardly any infrastructure to speak of.